Harper Audio presents First Comes Love, Then Comes Money, A Couple's Guide to Financial Communication by Scott Palmer and Bethany Palmer. Read by John Bedford Lloyd and Tori Wood. Copyright 2008 by Scott Palmer and Bethany Palmer. Production copyright 2009 by HarperCollins Publishers.
Introduction. The first time I cheated on my wife, we ended up without a kitchen. Hi, my name is Scott, and I have committed financial infidelity. Bethany and I hadn't been married very long when she mentioned that she thought our condo's kitchen needed updating. How I took us from that comment to a completely gutted kitchen in less than 4 hours is a story we'll tell you a little later. But suffice it to say that it was the first of many moments when we had to decide if we were going to let that costly miscommunication ruin us or help us grow closer. We chose the latter, but just barely. You've picked up this book either because you're struggling in your financial communication already, or you want to prevent financial miscommunication from happening in the first place. Okay, maybe you haven't ripped out your kitchen. But maybe you've hidden your spending from your partner because you'd rather lie than argue about money. Or you've decided to maintain separate checking accounts because you don't really trust your partner to keep things balanced. Or you've got a few credit cards your partner doesn't know about because you don't like feeling controlled by someone else. These deceptions, these separations, these secrets are the foundation of financial infidelity. Financial infidelity is any money decision. A big